The church is a born again body of believers that has been separated.
Yes, sir.
And commissioned by the Lord Jesus Christ. The church haven't always been named church. But the church did not just begun in the New Testament, but the name church showed up in the New Testament because Jesus came to establish and institute the church in the new covenant here on earth. But the church have always been a struggle. The church started in when the Lord sent Moses back to Egypt to bring them out on the bondage of Pharaoh. The church been on the march ever since. The church had many difficult times in life, but the church will always be a church that will survive because Jesus Christ instituted the church. So we come today to celebrate these 88 years of this great church. And my brothers and my sisters, the church has great singing. The church has great preachers. The church has plenty of money. The church has fine building. But the church needs some more prayer. You cannot tap into the resources of heaven without talking to the one that owns everything and brings all blessings and receives all things. So we must pray. So there's something about prayer that Satan knows that taps into the resources of heaven, and Satan don't want us to pray.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Satan don't care nothing about you singing because he sings.
Yes, sir.
Dead church, and we'd have some singing on Sunday morning. Satan don't care anything about that, but he do not want the church to pray.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, when the church pray, good things begin to happen when the church prays. Why? Because the church is built on a foundation of Jesus Christ. Jesus is Lord of the church.
Yes, sir.
He Lord of the church. And anytime we enter into the presence of God, we ought to have a prayer on our own.
Yes, sir.
In order for the church to keep focusing and be successful, we must be able to pray. Prayer is a strong weapon.
Yes, sir.
There's something about the church because Jesus, when Jesus entered into the synagogue in Matthew, he entered into and they were doing everything in the church but pray.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Somebody, amen. Everything, they were doing some everything in the church but praying. But Jesus turned on the table and said, my church.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
My house is a house of prayer. It bothers me if I hurry to a close. Am I through? It bothers me. I wonder, Dr. Mallett, amen, why the world is so upset about prayer. It bothers the world to pray. They don't want prayer in the school. I told a young lady, she said, Reverend, they don't want prayer in the school. I said, they can't keep my prayer out of the school. One thing about prayer, you can't lock it out. You can't stretch it out. Prayer will go across the
floor.
We need praying to praying. Church, good things happen when we pray. Church pray as believers here in this in this text, my brother and my sister here, they had already killed James. And Herod wanted to make Peter the second to be murdered. Herod was the great grandson of Herod the king. And he had inherited an evil spirit from his granddad. Let me tell you one thing. We must be careful with our young people. How we conduct ourselves in the church, because they would inherit the same spirit that we have in the church and in the cattle. So this grandson had inherited the spirit of his granddad. He believed, amen, Jesus had been crucified, buried, and resurrected. And on back to heaven. Now the church had spread it abroad. The church had grew because they met in houses, and every day was added to the church. And it's strange. When the church was on one accord every day, something was added to the church. And it's strange. Now we got some of the greatest preachers that you could ever witness in history. Some of the greatest singing and music that you could ever inherit in history. But yet the church cannot grow. Why? Because we don't have no ground in the church anymore. We need to pray. Brother and my sister here, I said in this 12th chapter of Acts, he said, now about the time Herod the king stretched forth his hand to vex Satan of the church. Well, we still have some Herod still around. But you had a witness. Yeah, Mr. Mike, that is bothering the church. The church, my brother and my sister here, is so important until Jesus said, the church is the light of the world. A city that sits on a hill that cannot be hid. The church. The church, amen, amen, ain't strange. The church will be vexed by society. We had a witness. Everything is there to distract the mind of us to not go to church. Well, 88 years ago, amen, the malls weren't open on church day. I wish I had a witness. Help me. Help me, somebody. I wish I had a witness when 88 years ago, the casino wasn't on the Mississippi River. On church day. 88 years ago, no football game was on television on church day. I wouldn't have a witness. Help me. Help me, somebody. 88 years ago. Help me, somebody. Yeah, there was nothing going on church day. There was no other choice but to go to church. There's so much now to take our attention from going to church. My Lord, I want you to go to church. I had a witness. Well, Reverend, let me tell you one thing now. Now, thank God for the buildings. But let me tell you one thing. We got to have some church in our heart. Yes, sir. We got to have a church in our heart. I never heard this building say anything. You find it here when you get here, and you're going to leave it here when you leave here. But let me tell you one thing. The church, there are two churches. righteous. There's an invisible. Not the stationary. But the real church ought to be on the move. The real church ought to be doing some praying. The real church ought to lift their hand. The real church ought to say thank you sometimes. The real church. Sisters, the Bible said it pleased it, the Jews.
Yes.
It pleased a lot of people to see the church being vexed.
Yes, sir.
Pleases them to see the church being vexed. And because it pleased it, the Jews, the king proceeded to move forward.
Yes.
And on the day of unleavened bread, which was,
yes,
this is a different day from Easter, this was the Passover.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And he saw that it pleased him, and he brought people.
Yes, sir.
A praying. Wait, let me tell you one thing. Let me tell you one thing. When you may have to stand alone,
yes,
to be in the church, but you're not alone.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Ephesians said, just stand.
Yeah.
Even if you're standing by yourself, just stand. The Bible said, and why they took Peter to jail. Now, ain't it strange? Let me tell you what's so strange about a born again believer. Strange. One man. And they put chains on his hands and feet with eight soldiers. Ain't that strange? One man. Four soldiers, two chained to him, and two at the door. Let me tell you one thing. That not only did they put chains on him, but they locked the gate. One man.
Yes, sir.
But Janet, what you do know Peter was Little Rock.
Yes, sir.
The church was founded by Peter's revelation and his testimony.
Yes, sir.
And in Matthew 16,
right,
when Jesus said, who do men say that I am? It was Peter said, thou art the Christ.
Yes,
you the Son of a living God. And Jesus said, oh,